Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's roll. Quickest 120 minutes of sports talk and television radio continues. 1-0 hockey game on the strip in Vegas right now. Surprisingly enough, you would expect these two teams to start opening things up. Pickard's made a lot of nice saves between the pipes. There hasn't been a ton of like shots on goal in this game, but there's been a lot of scoring chances. Like, so, you know, the scoring chances have been real when they happen. That was a big-time save. Pickard's keeping them in a game right now, actually. Vegas are out shooting Edmonton 14-8. Vegas have been on, it's like their third or fourth power play in this game. And as I stated, I said off the top before the game started, I said, it's going to be slanted against Edmonton here. The league doesn't want Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup Finals. Ratings are already down because there's too many Canadian teams in the playoffs as it is on ESPN. So, you know what I mean? They're going to phase them out if they can. And Bettman loves Vegas for whatever reason. Like, they get calls against everybody. It's annoying. So do the Panthers. Blue Jays just scored a run. Blue Jays have cut the lead to 4-3 right now. D-backs up 5-0 on the Dodgers. We got Sean Higgs in the house. And, Sean, I know you just saw Kurt's on with me, and I showed the clip of the Pittsburgh Steelers fan going through his jerseys. And I apologize to the fan. I said that who the hell buys a Kenny Pickett jersey? Yeah, if you guys could run it again. I said, who buys a Kenny? But Kurt's reminding me the guy was a first-round draft pick. They thought he was going to be the quarterback. So this guy's a hardcore fan. This guy, Fields, was their starting quarterback. Najee Harris was their starting running back. Kenny Pickett, first-round draft pick. All right, I apologize for calling you out on that. Deontay Johnson's a head case psycho. Claypool. And now we're going back a ways here. But this dude should stop buying jerseys right now.
they were, you know, if you're a fan of the team, you're going to buy the wide receiver. You think he's going to be a playmaker, right? Something good. You're a fan of the team. I get it. I told you, I hadn't had a jersey since I think like 1984. And it was like a knockoff Tony Dorsett jersey. I was never. I was like a fat kid, right? So what? There was nothing for fat kids. You know, there's no Husky section. Like the Husky section didn't have that at Sears back in freaking 85.
Huh? So you had the T-shirt, or the knockoff one. Yeah, just the number.
Property to Dallas Cowboys. You know, Yankee, whatever team. You know, yeah, knockoff. I had the stuff. You know, nothing. No jerseys for fat kids.
The good old days. Tony Dorsett was a badass, though. I was a big fan. Pittsburgh Panthers, Tony Dorsett. You know what? As we get older, too, I tell myself, I'm not going to buy jerseys. And, you know, I'm more of a hoodie dude now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I sort of get into the T-shirts a bit. But, like, I don't have an Ohtani. I never bought an Ohtani jersey since he got to the Dodgers. Like, the last Dodger jersey I bought. Ohtani.
That's terrible. Yeah,
bad take. Bad take. Yeah, no, how good can he be? They're losing 5-0 right now.
Yeah, he's a glorified Vernon Wells, basically.
Vernon Wells is pretty good. Former Toronto Blue Jays center fielder. He's a good player.
He was good. I mean, remember that contract. He came to Yankee. Typical Yanks pick up a guy on a terrible contract when he's like, you know, 37. It's like when they bring in Jared Wright and Kevin Brown and all the guys after their prime.
But look at, we brought it up earlier, but look at the Blue Jays. A weird team, Sean. They should be better than they are. I brought it up off the top of the program. Yeah. Last year, after 36 games, they were 16 and they have the same record and the same amount of runs scored. And it's just, it's insane. They're 16 and 20 coming into tonight. Last year, they were 16 and 20. After 36 games last year, Sean, they scored 129 runs. This year, they've scored 127 runs. They had a minus 46 run differential last year after 36 games. They have a minus 39 run differential. And I brought it up. They have the fourth highest payroll in Major League Baseball. Like, they should be a hell of a lot better than they are. They're a very frustrating team, this team.
Listen, I like Bassett, Gausman, Berríos. I mean, these are decent starting pitchers. You know, arguably, maybe now they're number two kind of guys.
They've
guys.
Been great. They can't hit, Sean. There. That's their problem. They don't hit.
But that's and it's every year like, well, is this the year they're finally going to hit? Like, Bichette, Vladdy, Springer, we go on. I mean, Kirk, the lineup looks like it's decent. It just can't do anything. But this is league-wide, though. Gabe, I mean, look at the averages and these teams. Somehow, the Yanks have, like, the best OBS in the league. I mean, I think that's all Judge. If you take Judge out of the lineup,
I know even this.
Good.
I know this off the top of my head because I happened to look earlier in the day. So I'll ask you. I'll put you on the spot. And it's this. It's a kind of a surprise. The team with the highest batting average, so not OPS. The team with the highest batting average. St. Louis Cardinals, believe it or not.
Really?
But what do you think it is? Like, what's the highest team batting average in baseball?
Like you were saying, it was in a 260. I mean, I was going to probably say, like,
yeah.
At best was like 273 or something, you know.
It's 260. They're hitting 260, and that's 260? Number one in baseball.
That, you know, I don't know what's going
that's
on.
That's the best hitting team in baseball is hitting. They're hitting 260. The Dodgers are right there, 259. Philadelphia, 259. The Sacramento A's, 258. Cubs, 258. Yankees, 258. I was looking at this because I was looking at the Pittsburgh Pirates who fired their manager, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like it's his fault. Yeah. They score, get this, they're hitting 219. Like that's Shelton's fault, the manager. Edmonton Oilers have just tied the hockey game. We got a 1-1 game with 8 minutes left in the second period.
What'd you think of the
Pirates firing their guy?
The team's fresh. Can we get rid of teams? Can we just fold up shop? I know, well, like big history of these teams. The league is. I mean, I think you're reading viewers. You just have such bad team. We talk about these batting averages. I mean, you got a couple teams have just a couple good guys hitting. Can we hit?
How about
can we
go this? Back Colorado, to Colorado 213. They're in Coors Field and they're hitting 213. 213.
I can name two guys on their team, and one of them should be retired. You know, I mean, look at the lineup. I'm like old man yells at cloud, right? It's like, oh, strikeouts are okay. No, if you ground out, maybe the guy makes an error. If you put the ball in play and error is possible, you can advance a runner. They don't care about that. Oh, strikeouts are as good. It doesn't make a difference. What are they teaching these kids? Advance the runners. Get on base. Draw a walk. I mean, everybody throws 100 miles an hour, but you know what? Everybody blows out their arms, too, in how many Tommy John surgeries we see with these guys?
Well, that's another.
I don't know
too,
if
they pitch
back up the mound.
They pitch less. That's the problem, guys. Yeah. Like you said, you want to be like in the old days. You remember, like I had Mark Kubica. He's actually the Angels guy on TV, and I had him on like two. I had him on. Yeah, pretty good pitcher. Damn good. So I had him on, I don't know, last summer, I guess it was, the summer before, well, whatever, and I used to have him on a lot, like, more radio stuff instead of video, like, just over the phone. And, dude, the guy had, like, 29 complete games in a year, bro.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he told me, he goes, yeah, you know, he goes, Gabe, I think I had 32 one year and 27, 29. And, like, you look at the guy, and you look at it, it was, like, eight innings, nine innings, nine innings, nine innings, eight innings, nine innings, nine innings. I used to be the Expos post-game show host. And you remember LeVon Hernandez, former Marlin and Yankee.
Yeah,
LeVon Hernandez. Dude, I remember he came out of a game once, bro. He threw his glove. He was yelling at Frank Robinson. He got taken out at 161 pitches.
I remember that game.
He goes, he went like this. He went 200. I could have went 200. He was like, he was like not tired. He was like all mad. And he went like 160 pitches.
Like that no more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. We're talking about how bad batting averages are and all this in baseball. I mean, seriously, guys, used to be the Mendoza line was 200 and you sucked. It was like, yeah, listen, you can't play. And it was acceptable, like in me and Sean's days, it was acceptable. One or two dudes were allowed to hit 200 and, you know, it was like the shortstop, skinny little small dude or a good second baseman. It was like, listen, he's really good with the glove. You're allowed to, and you didn't even have to hit home run, Sean. It's like, listen, you hit 217, you just catch everything and don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah.
Right? And there was one or two it was allowed, right? And that was it. Now, that's the team, Sean. That's the team, 213. Can you imagine hitting 213 as a team? Like you said, contract the Colorado Rockies. There's got to be a AAA team that's better than them.
I mean, I know it's all, you know, we got Union and Jobs, the Rockies, the A's, both Florida teams. I mean, even the Pirates. I know the Pirates have a history, but well, that guy doesn't spend a nickel. We're not paying bonuses to guys. I mean, sit guys so we don't have to pay people money. Get rid of them. That's the product is bad.
They're the problems on baseball, not the Dodgers and Yankees of the world and Mets that spend money. Dude, the Pittsburgh Pirates, a great example. Dude, the guy keeps all the money, bro. He gets the revenue sharing. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. He doesn't spend money on players. Like they talked about, I saw today, the Pirates spend $200 million less a year on players than the Milwaukee Brewers do. And God knows the Brewers don't spend money, right? Like, as you talked about, people don't even want to watch these teams. How about this? The Athletics are averaging 9,000 fans a game. Tampa are getting 9,000 fans a game. Miami get 12,000 fans a game.
There are stadiums that hold 14,000 people, though, so that's like a sellout.
Yeah, they still can't sell them out. And the Edmonton Oilers take a 2-1 lead. They're hot, this team, when they get down. This is all they do. Oil Nation in the house, 2-1 Oilers.
I like the Oilers today. I didn't even play them. I'm a dummy.
They've won 5 in a row, Sean. It was one of those deals like NBA. It was like, wow, there's no way Vegas is going to fall down 2-0 at home, are they? And like, it's like, okay, but Edmonton have won 5 games in a row, and they're super hot right now, bro. Like, you know?
Tell me they're a bad team. I mean, well, why can't a team win 2 in a row? And Vegas was lucky to get out of Minnesota series, and the goaltender was not all that great in that series. What do you think you're going to slow down this team?
Yeah, Edmonton are on a roll right now. I actually played Edmonton earlier in the day, guys, to win the Stanley Cup at like plus 450. Because I thought, you know what, they're going to win this game tonight. I like them to go to the Cup again here. And it was a risk because I knew if they won tonight, the number would plummet. If they lost, it was a gamble. I was like, you know what? I think they can win tonight. I'm going to miss out on the better number, so I'll roll the dice on that. But as far as hot teams, we'll get to the NBA after here, Sean. But as far as hot teams are concerned in baseball right now, Kansas City Royals just keep winning games, bro. Two teams, the Detroit Tigers. These guys are smoking hot. I see they're 10-3 in their last 13. But overall, Sean, if you look at the Tigers, they opened up the season at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. They lost all 3 games. You take those 3 games away, bro. These guys are like 26-10 since then. Like they've been winning games, and now the Kansas City Royals win every day.
Listen, you beat up the bad teams, you pad those stats, right? We've seen this. You know, they got to. I don't like that division. I like the Royals. Both of those teams, I'm happy they're winning. I got over tickets on both of them. But it's also who you're beating. You beat up these. To pile up the wins like this, this is what you have to do. If you're going to be a good team and get to the playoffs and have home field and stuff like that, this is what you got to do. You beat up a crappy Rocky team. You beat up the Twins who aren't that good. And, you know, Kansas City. I love Lugo. I think he's a good pitcher. I like Ragans for them. Who's the other guy they have? Their other guy, Bubik, pitched today. I can't pronounce his name. They got some good young players on this team. Like the A's. I think the A's are about a year away from being on that kind of level, too. You trade guys and you kind of rebuild. These young kids are prospects. They're going to get good, and here they come. I mean, too hot, like you said. What, 6 in a row for Kansas City? I mean, who saw that one coming?
How about this?
Because they can't hit either. The other, I mean, I had the under today because the last 2 days they crushed me. I had run line on them and they're winning like 2-1 and 4-3. And today, 20 hits or whatever they got.
Like, where, well, one guy from? That can hit, Bobby Witt Jr., in his last five games, he's got 10 hits, 8 RBIs, 4 stolen bases, 2 home runs. No other Major League Baseball player. He's the hottest player over the last 5 games. Man, the guy's on fire right now. And so are the Edmonton Oilers, taking that 2-1 lead. All right, so NBA basketball. Speaking of fire, the New York Knicks have the Boston Celtics on the ropes.
Before we get that real fast, Gabe, you know, you're talking to George about, like, being kind of wide open. I the AL is pretty wide open, I think, because, you know, and the Yankees are the Yankees, but do you believe in Detroit and Kansas City?
If I had to take a team right now, I would say Seattle. Right? And you know what? The Seattle, we know they can pitch. You were talking about OPS before. Seattle's OPS is 775. They're like fourth or fifth in baseball right now. They're hitting the ball. And if they hit the ball, they're going to win baseball games. And I think Seattle's owner, he's been pretty stingy at the deadline over the years. They're one bat away. I think this could be the year where they say, you know what? We're going to bring in another bat at the deadline here, and this year we could win this year.
I agree. Remember, they were in the hunt there for Vladdy. They thought about trading Castillo or one of their young pitchers. I mean, because they got Kirby, Gilbert, Wu. They got some pitchers down there. They could throw the ball. Again, it's the hitting. Like most teams, you need some bats in there.
Yeah, you look, Houston. I expected Houston to regress. You're in the Houston area, so you see it. The Texas Rangers have been a big disappointment. The Athletics are good. They're up and coming. I think they're a 500 caliber. I bet the Athletics overseason win total, 71.5. Love it. I'm also on Rooker over home runs, too, 33.5. So I'm buying in, but I think Seattle are better. Detroit are good, bro. Yeah. They made the playoffs last year, too. Detroit are, we got to take the Tigers seriously.
Scooble's good, and Flannery's a stud when he's healthy. He's out there. He's a good pitcher. Team you need to bet. Who's dealing the bats? Who's dealing the bats? They need a bat.
It's going to be a lot of teams looking for that extra bat this year. Normally it's pitching. This year it's going to be a lot of teams. Who's that bat that we could bring in to help? The baseball season's rolling along. All right, on the other side, we'll get Sean's thoughts, NBA picks for tomorrow. Can the New York Knicks take a 3-0 series lead on Team Leprechaun?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Darnell Nurse with a dagger. Darnell Nurse with a dart. Darnell Nurse, what a goal. The Edmonton Oilers have taken a 3-1 lead on the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And it really is amazing. We were talking about it earlier. We're talking about it all night, but they were plus 180. All right, that's as high as it got when they were down 1-0. So it got up to plus 180. But they've won 5 games in a row, guys. And in 4 to 5 games, they were scored on first coming into tonight. And they got scored on again first tonight. So in the 5 of the last 6 games, the Oilers have been scored on first. They won anyways, and they were trailing in the other one that they scored first. So they took the lead, but they were trailing after. They've been behind in every game, Sean. Like I said, plus 180 tonight when they were down 1-0 only. Suddenly, it's 3-0. Dude, I've been saying, they're like a football team that can score 3 touchdowns in 5 minutes, and the game's over on you. Like, they score so quickly. Once they flick the switch, they're unstoppable, this team.
Again, why are we shocked that this won 50 games or whatever they won, 49, whatever they are. They didn't do terrible in the playoffs last year, right? I mean, only one team wins it all. But it's like you said, you're losing every game. You still come back. That's the team, like you said, you got a nice future on these guys. That's what you kind of buy into. You're looking for something to jump on. It's a team that could come back and rally and score goals, come from behind and not give up on itself. I mean, talk about dangerous. Obviously, your line, what did you say? You got that 450, 480 for them to win a cup?
Oh, God, we just mushed it. Now Vegas just scored. Just like that. It's 3-2.
Yeah, that's all right.
I know we got – man, these games always open up, guys. It's always the same thing. We should have jumped in on the over when it dipped to like 4.5.
Yeah.
It's 7.5 now. All right, so we only got a couple of minutes. 7.5 right now. We got a 3-2 game. NBA tomorrow, the Celtics. On Saturday, it's up to 5.5. Tomorrow, we got the Cavs and the Pacers, Oklahoma City and Denver. But as far as the Knicks are concerned, they opened up at 4.5, and it's up to 5.5 right now. People are betting Boston despite the Celtics losing both games.
What are you doing betting up on the Celtics? Why are you betting the Celtics here? They can't shoot right now. How are you betting? This is like taking a team that's lost 5 in a row in baseball. Like, I'm going to jump on them even under favorite at 175 today because they're due to win. How they've been stymied. Whatever the case may be, whether it's the defense or just not shooting well, I don't want to bet on. I want to take the Knicks here. Take the Knicks money line. They're playing, talk about the old proverbial house money, nothing to lose. I thought this would be like a 4-1, 4-2 series. But when you go, 25 of 100 from three or whatever they shot, I'm not looking to bet the freaking Celtics. Good luck with that. You can, no thank you. Knicks only. Knicks only. What?
Kind of a similar situation, although I don't know the full injury situation tomorrow for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but Cavs are going on the road. They're not laying 5.5, but they're laying 2.5, and the Pacers are another hot team right now that just keep finding ways to win, and they're a home underdog in this game.
And here we go. This was 1.5, and it's gone up. I saw a 3 before, too, so it went from 1.5 up to 3. Why are we... We know the Pacers could score, right? We saw them last year in the playoffs, and, you know, they had their own kind of injuries against the Knicks in that series. This is a dangerous team right here. I mean, whether the Celtics get out of the next round or if it's the Knicks, I mean, that'll be a fun series, dude, I think. As much as everybody looks forward to Cleveland and Boston.
It's going to be the Knicks and Pacers to get to the finals.
Pacers, Knicks, old school. I mean, it's not going to be old school grind out. It's going to be like Pacers trying to push it and the Knicks going to try to muddy up the waters a little bit there, playing tough defense. But that'll be a fun thing. I'm looking forward to that one. Because I tell you what, I think the Pacers win tomorrow. And you know what I'm going to do?
I had a vision of Oklahoma City versus the Knicks in the finals earlier today. I was like, you know what? I can't believe this is actually going to happen. But I like this Pacer team, though. I think the Pacers could beat the Knicks, actually. So I'm not saying that I would bet on the Knicks over the Pacers. They beat them last year. And all the Knicks were injured. So were the Pacers. I like this Pacer team. I think, like you said, they got postseason experience too. They've got guys that have won before. Like they're better than people realize.
It looks like the Cavs
are going to be healthier.
I can't. Knicks fans. I mean, they're just insane. They're worse than like Yankee fans. They're the same probably. They'll be all through the roof. Like, oh my god, this is the best team ever. They're awesome.
They're eliminated. Their celebrations after these playoff games, they're like they won the championship.
they're like the Lakers hanging banners. Look, we got Luka. Hang up a banner for us. Fellas, can you win something first? I mean, you're up 2-0. The teams have lost 2-0.
We got to get out of here, Sean. Oklahoma City and Denver tomorrow, too.
Listen, I wanna ladder up OKC point total. 120.5, 4-0, 5.5. They score like 130.
Sean Hicks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Thursday Night Throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Broadcasting on many different platforms, including live on X right now. We were talking about the Toronto Blue Jays and their situation, 16-20, repeat of last year. They spend money. Nothing ever changes with this team. It's like they just are who they are. It's amazing. You change the roster, you change this, you change that. They end up back at the same spot despite the fact that they spend money. We bet on them tonight. They've been trailing most of the night, but as we were discussing and watching the second period of the Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights, who are 3-2 after 2 for Edmonton right now, 7-4 Blue Jays. Blue Jays have taken a 7-4 lead in Anaheim. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. We'll keep our eye on this. We're at the intermission right now. We played two periods on the strip in Vegas, 3-2 for the Edmonton Oilers. They're minus 340 on the money line right now, which is too high. Only up a goal. on Vegas. That's the thing with hockey. You get these crazy numbers. In-game total, 7.5. I got to mull it over. Let's see if we can get a 6.5 in a couple of minutes. All right, speaking of Edmonton, let's bring in Mick Aussie right now, who's shuffling around and dropping things. What's going on, Mick?
Yeah, doing all right, mate. Just second period's just about over, so Oilers doing well. Well, they got 5 in a row, heading for 6 in a row. So an amazing recovery from being 2 down to nothing down in LA there a week or so ago.
Yeah, I'm hoping it can hang on tonight. I bet on the Oilers tonight, but I put a bet in earlier in the day. I surprised people when I said I thought the Toronto Maple Leafs were going to win the Stanley Cup. And I'm not really backing off of it. I think the Leafs are getting to the Cup. But I tell you what, I'm buying into Edmonton right now that they just have this can't-be-stopped type of thing around them. They've won 5 in a row. They've been losing in every game. They've been, you know, they've been trailing. Now they have the lead. We'll see if they can hang on to the lead tonight. But I bet the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup earlier in the day, put 200 to win 1,000. So it was plus 400. That's the price I got. And I bet on the Leafs again. I put another 100 on the Leafs at plus 450. Not great odds with the Leafs right now. All right, Mick. So let's get down to business. AFL football. Talk to us about your best bets. We got St. Kilda and Carlton first up on the rotation here. The Blues are 7.5-point favorites. The total is 163.5. And we have Melbourne and Hawthorne. The Hawks are big-time favorites here, minus 23.5.
Yeah, well, the Saints caused a big upset last week. They won really well. They'd been down. Look, the Blues, they were terrible against the Crows, but they're a better team. I did change my pick. I changed it to the Blues because Blighty and Wilds went that way. Tough game. Take the Blues just, but could go either way. Saints, they play a real defensive game, and the Blues, I don't like them and don't trust them. So, tough one. Blues, I think.
Hawthorne, 6-2 on the season, Mick, sitting in third place. So, a strong start to the year for Hawthorne. They got the Melbourne Demons tonight. And Melbourne... getting 23.5 points, Mick. Quite a pretty big point spread here. Melbourne just 3-6 on the season. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, look, the D's have been average. They did beat your Eagles over there in Perth, but that's not saying much. Oliver's back from his trouble, his mental illness and whatever. He's a star, but he's been down. Look, I think the Hawthorn Hawks, that's Cam's team, I think they'll win and probably win well. They're going along very nicely. They've really done a rapid rebuild. Very good coach, great history. Hawks, they're young and they're a bit smarty pants, but Hawks, very good. Probably cover.
One of the surprises, Mick, I don't know like how surprised you are about this, that Sydney is struggling like they are. They are favorites in this game, but Sydney just 3-5 through 8 games on the season, Mick. And they're laying 8.5 points against the Essendon Bombers. 172.5 is the total. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, look, the Swans, they got smashed in the grand final. They've had quite a few injuries early on this season. They're starting to get some players back. Warner played really well last week. He's a star. Bombers are average, mate. They got one really good player, Merritt, in the middle. McGrath, the Canadian's okay. But no, I think the Swans will get that done just because Bombers are a very average team. So look for the Swans to come good, but they've let me down so far this year as well.
Gold Coast. I'm not used to seeing Gold Coast. That's sort of the top of the standings. 5-2 after 7 games. A good start for Gold Coast. They take on the Western Bulldogs. This is a competitive one, Mick. Money line, minus 122. Point spread, 2.5 here. What do you think about Gold Coast and Western?
Yeah, toughest game of the round. It's actually played in Darwin, right up the very top of Australia. Gold Coast have a good record up there because it's very hot and humid. I played up there years ago. It's crazy, but it's great fun. Bulldogs are on fire. But Bailey Dale, he might have to watch and take his mates when he leaves the hotel room up there because of a bit of trouble this week. I think the Dogs just, but like I said, toughest game of the round. Suns were disappointing against Brisbane last week, but both teams are going along nicely. Doggies, I think, toughest game, like I said.
Adelaide Crows, mixed Adelaide Crows, are 14.5-point favorites against the Power. And they should play Public Enemy at this game, Mick. Fight the Power. It's a perfect, you know, you're playing the Power here. It's a perfect perfect song for the game. So you got a rivalry game here, 14.5 points. Kind of, you know, they're only separated by one game in the standings here. Adelaide 5-3, Port Adelaide 4-4. Who do you like in this game?
Well, you'll love this game. It's the 57th showdown between these two teams, and they're 28-all. Can you believe that? It's always a tough fight because they're arch rivals in Adelaide. They hate each other. Years ago, they had a fight in the bar afterwards on a Sunday night. Look, Power went really bad last week. They've dropped four players, and Willie Rioli, who we know from the West Coast Eagles, when he put some Gatorade in his drug test and got banned, he's at Port Adelaide, but he's got anger issues and trouble this week. He threatened Bailey Dale not to leave the hotel room up in Darwin, so he's having a rest this week just as well. I think the Crows will win and win well, even though it's often close. Crows are on fire. Port Adelaide got smashed last week, made 5 changes, mate. Very unsettled. And the players that came in are not that good. Like the Crows to win, cover, I think, as well.
You know, I know Richmond aren't great, Mick, but they're not like West Coast. West Coast are 0-8. The Eagles haven't won a game yet this year. Richmond are 12.5-point favorites. They did beat Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, so they are capable. I, you know, at this point spread seems really light, Mick, at 12.5 here.
Yeah, look, the Tigers are full of a lot of young kids, and they have surprised many. A lot of people thought they'd be right down the bottom. They are near the bottom, but they've had a couple of good wins. I don't dislike the Tigers as much as I used to because there is a lot of new young kids. But your Eagles are just going absolutely terrible, mate. It's really, really sad. Take the Tigers to win there in Melbourne, probably cover.
Great parlay material. Minus 200 on the money line, the Richmond Tigers. Trust me, the West Coast Eagles haven't won yet this year. Geelong and Great Western Sydney and North Melbourne and Brisbane in the last games of the week. Brisbane are good. Minus 37-1, 36.5-point favorites against the Roos. And the Cats are 16.5-point favorites. Who do you like of those two?
Yeah, look, the Lions will win down there in Tasmania against North Melbourne. They're terrible Lions, the reigning premiers. But the other one's a good one. It's in Geelong. Geelong Cats are going very nicely. They beat the Magpies last week in front of 90,000 people. The ending was fantastic. But the Giants have played well, surprisingly, down there in Geelong, and they've won a few games. Look, the Cats might have a bit of a mental letdown after their big win, but no, you don't pick against the Cats at home in Geelong. It's a narrow oval, and they play very well there.
The First Night Throwdown continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, we got Mick Aussie for a couple more minutes here. We do cover everything on the program, and including the IPL, the Indian Premier League. Although I got to tell you what, are they playing considering they are at war with Pakistan right now? But I guess these games are going on. They're still up on the board. Listen, I've been basically betting on Mumbai every week, Mick, and I've been winning with Mumbai every week with the Indians. But what are the picks this week with the Super Giants and Bengaluru? Who do you like this week? What are the best bets from your cricket insider who has been very sharp?
Yeah, look, you're right. There is trouble there. Some of the airports are closed up in the northwest, so there might be some games delayed with the players not being able to travel. Like the Royal Challengers to beat the Super Giants in the first game. The next game, the Sunrisers and the Knight Riders. Oh, that's a toss of the coin. Sunrisers are being disappointing. Maybe them. I like the Punjab Kings to beat your Mumbai Indians, but I like the Indians because they got Bumrah, the great bowler, playing for them. I think the Gujarat Titans should beat the Delhi Capitals. So that's Jazz's best picks, one of my mates. And as you know, mate, they love it over there. Big money in this IPL. Oh, cricket, Calgary, there was a massive fight last weekend, so trouble down there as well, mate. The guys love it so much, but they get a bit too aggressive here and down in Calgary as well.
I got to find a video of that. Maybe we'll make it a best of X. Mick Aussie in the house with us. All right, good stuff, Mick. We'll catch up with you the next week. Go Oilers tonight.
Yeah, hope they get it done and win the Stanley Cup for Canada for once. It'd be great. Thanks, man. See you later, eh?
There's Mick Aussie in the house. And as I stated, yeah, I'm looking at these games, and we're talking about the games. And then I sort of realized, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're on the brink of a nuclear war over there, actually. Like, they don't play around, these two nations. And listen, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world. A lot of people don't follow stuff. But just for the record, they're going at it right now. And they're both nuclear powers. So, like, it could escalate quickly. I think cooler heads will sort of prevail. But keep your eye on these games. Like, this, back to our point. I'm like, you know, are these games really going to be played? Like, when you're considering, there's like, you know, they are at war right now. But the games are still scheduled to be played. It's not a full-out war. It's sort of they're starting smack talk, and there's been a couple of, you know, bombings. And there was an attack. There was an attack in India. They blame, like, a Pakistani terrorist group. So they're dropping bombs on, you know, the supposed area right now, and it's starting to escalate. So just for the record, keep your eye on that if you're betting on the IPL this weekend. We got Big Heart Julio in the house, and Julio likes to bet on everything, including cricket. Yeah, listen, Julio, if you can bet it, Julio is going to play, and we like his style. Seems to me, Julio, you're hooked on women's softball this week. That's what you've been betting on a lot this week.
It's a conference tournament week, Gabe, with the Women's College World Series right around the corner. So yeah,
Michigan beat Oregon, actually.
Women's softball taking place.
Yeah, the number one seed, Oregon Ducks, got knocked off by the Michigan Wolverines.
It's been a good tournament, man, and it's been very successful on the unders.
Yeah, there have been a lot of low-scoring games. Just for the record, for people joining us, Julio's in the mountains of Colorado. There's always a little bit of a delay with Julio's responses. So a lot of stuff to bet on here, Julio. And listen, I know you like to bet on soccer. And yeah, I've been talking about it. You know, some people bet it. So, you know, other people aren't paying attention to it. But the Vancouver Whitecaps, as we know, one of the best stories in soccer right now. One of the hottest teams in a sport. One of the best bets, actually, in all of sports right now. But as far as the future market is concerned, Julio, I came across a couple interesting looks here. So the MLS Cup winner, the Whitecaps are plus 600 right now to win it all. But I like this option Bet365 has up, in which you can bet who's going to win the regular season shield. Like, so you can bet, like, who's going to have the best record in the Eastern Conference, who's going to have the best record in the Western Conference. And Whitecaps have, like, a six-point edge. They're super hot right now, and I don't think they're going to let up. They don't even have their best player, Ryan Gold, who's coming back soon. Dude, they're right now plus 120 to win the West. And Brian White, their striker, U.S. striker, American player, he should get more love with the U.S. team. Brian White, he's like second right now in goals in MLS. He's 11-1 to score the most goals, Julio. And Messi's the favorite. Messi's starting to slide a little bit, right? You can tell he's getting frustrated. Miami aren't quite as good as they were. And he's not the only one that scores on that team either. Suarez does as well. I got some nice futures on this, Julio, I'm going to play. I'm all in on the Whitecaps. Plus 120 to win the West. Plus 600 MLS Cup is sort of a, you know, all right, a flyer. But I really like the Whitecaps have the best record in the Western Conference at plus 120. And Brian White to have the most goals, actually, at 11-1. That's a live shot. The guy's a sniper, Julio. All he does is score.
I love that bet, Gabe. I'm going to add that to my portfolio, 11-1. And that's a great point you bring up with Messi. I mean, of course, he's going to be overinflated in the MLS market. As the summer approaches, too, you got to understand with the World Cup qualifiers for Argentina, he's going to be playing in some of those matches. He might take some MLS games off this summer. So I think that's a great bet. 11-1. And let's keep riding the Whitecaps. ATM machine. If they're an ATM machine like the Chicago Fire, over 2.5 goals, keep playing it until the wave runs out.
All right, so here it is. I had to click a bunch of pages to find it. You can bet to reach the MLS Cup final. So Eastern Conference winner, Western Conference winner, MLS Cup winner. All right, so here it is. Top goal scorer. And so Messi is plus 400 to score the most goals. And great point by Julio. Messi is older. He doesn't play all the time. He could be playing for Argentina. He's only got 4 goals, too, and he's the favorite of plus 400. Arango with the Earthquakes. The Quakes has 7 goals, plus 700. They're not a great team. They play high-scoring games, so he does score goals. Brian White's got 6 goals. Brian White missed games already due to an injury, and he's plus 1,100 with 6 goals, guys, on the best.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So, look, there are some dudes with some goals here. You know what I mean? There are. It's not just Messi. Messi shouldn't be favored. There are guys that score, but I'm telling you, Brian White has missed. He missed games due to injury. He missed games because he was on the U.S. team. He hasn't. The Whitecaps play so much. They've rested him a lot. Like, he's going to dial it up, guys. He's going to score. This guy scores, like, basically every game that he plays almost. I know he got 4 in one game, but he's missed a lot of games, and he's healthy right now. And they're getting gold back soon, too. That's just even going to be make their offense even more dynamic. Speaking of dynamic offenses, I'm kind of kicking myself, Julio. I am on the Edmonton Oilers. I should be jumping in on the in-game overs here. They just scored again. It's 4-2 Oilers right now. 17 minutes left in the game. 8.5 is the new total right now. And I wouldn't be betting the under. Oh, there's no delay. I think we've actually lost Julio.
I'm here. Time. My apologies, Gabe.
All right, we've got you back,
Gabe. But I've been so bad with unders in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. I mean, I had the Vegas game where it went over in the final half a second of the game, so it hasn't treated me well like softball has.
I was saying earlier, I jumped in on the Oilers earlier today at plus 400. To win the Stanley Cup, thinking, you know what, if they win this game tonight, it's going to drop even more. Plus 330 right now, guys, in game. The Oilers have dropped to plus 330 to win the Cup. The Stars are now the favorites at plus 320. Oilers plus 330. Canes plus 400. Leafs plus 450 now. All right, Julio, what do you got for us? What are your best bets this weekend?
All right. Manchester City to keep a clean sheet against Southampton. Southampton got relegated weeks ago from the English Premier League. So I like Manchester City to mop the floor against Southampton this weekend. It started at 8.5. It's now 10.5 runs in Sacramento for the standard overs. Give me over 10.5 runs. Yankees and the Sacramento Athletics. West Ham, 3-1 against Manchester United. Manchester United just got done playing a Europa League match today. Europa League final, sort of like West Ham 3-1 on the upset this weekend. And under 7.5 wins, Gabe, my first college football future on Sports Rage. North Carolina Tar Heels, under 7.5 wins. I'm looking for under 6.5 on the alt at plus money, but under 7.5 right now for the Tar Heels, under.
Looking to fade Bill Belichick. In his debut, you know, looking at their schedule, they play TCU in the opener. That's going to be a tough football game for them. Not unwinnable, but I would say TCU. They got UNC against Charlotte, winnable. Richmond at UNC, winnable. UCF will be a problem at UCF. They host Clemson. They go to California. They host Virginia. They go to Syracuse. They host Stanford. They go to Wake Forest. They host Duke. They go to NC State. It's not a murderer's row, the schedule here, but you've got a lot of games that they're probably not going to win, right? They're not going to win it at Orlando against UCF. They're not going to beat the Clemson Tigers. I don't think they'll beat Cal. Cal, that's a tough place to play up there at Berkeley. That's a tough stretch for them right there, Julio. I could see them getting to 6 or 7, actually.
Yeah, I think 7's the magic number there for North Carolina. So shop around, get the best odds. But that's my first college football future, Gabe. We're, before we know it, August will be here.
Love it. Yeah, no, I like your style. I'm looking at the Atlanta Falcons over 7.5 already right now. Now that the NFL win totals are out everywhere after the draft. Dear God. I was going to bet the over 8.5, and I didn't. I was like, oh, give me a minute. And now there's another goal. And now it's going to be like 9.5. It's over and over and over in this series, man. You don't jump in, it's low scoring, and the next thing you know, boom. You know, Julio, I lost the first period over 1.5 in this game. And here we are now, it's 4-3 with 16 minutes left. In-game total is 9.5. I was going to take it, but, you know, we're talking, we're doing this. I already got bets, you know, I don't like to, you know, just start going click happy, but really left this one on the table here with the Oilers and the over. All right, so we'll catch you on the Friday Night Freak Show. We got a big UFC card in my hometown, actually. I'm not in my hometown anymore, and I haven't been for a long time, but the UFC is in the Belle Province at the Centre Bell in Montreal. And a lot of smack talk. You know what I mean? And a lot of smack talk with the fighters coming into this card. Lou Gamblou will be with us tomorrow night. Rob Vino, Tony Finn, and more. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.